Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radol. After nearly 4 months of tough negotiations, nurses in the Twin Cities metro area have reached a tentative agreement with hospital executives. The deal also resolves unfair labor practice charges, thereby avoiding a planned strike. But the fight isn't over. Nurses in Duluth are preparing to go on an unfair labor practice strike starting July 8th as they continue to call on employers to bargain in good faith. Advanced practice providers will join the strike on July 10th. This week, the U.S. Senate passed President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, which includes significant cuts to Medicaid, referred to as medical assistance in Minnesota. Laura Mortensen with the Minnesota Budget Project says the ripple effects will result in
an estimated 137,000 Minnesotans will lose their health care in the bill that just passed the Senate. And some 89,000 Minnesotans will have to pay higher premiums on the insurance they get through the ACA marketplace.
The U.S. House is expected to vote on the bill today. Two men are dead and another critically injured after a crash in St. Cloud Wednesday night. Police say just before midnight, an officer saw a pickup speeding. When approaching the truck during a traffic stop, the driver threw a handgun out the window and sped off. Shortly after, dispatch responded to a crash nearby in which the pickup was involved. Investigators say the pickup was speeding when it broadsided a car going left, killing the two men inside it. The victims, both of St. Cloud, include a 59-year-old driver and a 45-year-old passenger. The pickup driver, a 26-year-old man from Sauk Rapids, was brought to St. Cloud Hospital in critical condition. The federal court hearing for Vance Belter of Green Isle continues today in St. Paul. The detention hearing was delayed Friday for the man charged in the killings of former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband and the shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife. In other headlines, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is warning residents to be cautious of door-to-door pest control scams. He says some scammers are using high-pressure tactics to sell fake services, add hidden fees, or lock people into unwanted contracts. Ellison urges Minnesotans to trust their gut. If something feels off, say no and shut it down. The 3M Open is now just 3 weeks from opening day, and tournament director Mike Welsh says final preparations are going great, including with the amount of willing volunteers.
We are blessed that we have our largest volunteer base that we've had right now, 1,550. We're looking for about 75 more. You can go to 3MOpen.com, click on the volunteer tab.
And after serving beer in Minneapolis for nearly 120 years, Palmer's Bar is set to close. The bar announced on social media Wednesday night that the West Bank Institution will serve its final drinks on September 14th. This is MNN.